61 years ago, the Carbondale Lions Club bought a huge 5-foot diameter industrial scale pancake making machine. This efficient steel structure spits out the breakfast wonders at a quick pace, and it's the centerpiece of the annual Carbondale Lions Club Pancake Days.
If you've never been there to see the machine that cooks the pancakes, just come for that, if nothing else, to watch that.
Lions Club President Anita Hutton.
To speak in radio terms, it's a large turntable. So imagine a turntable bigger than this table. So I imagine it's probably a good 5 or 6 feet in diameter. And it was bought in 1958 for $500, and we've been using it ever since. So a little over 60 years.
Yeah.
And it's great. So we have a little machine that plops out the batter. It goes under a heating system, and when it comes out, you flip the pancake, and by the time it makes the circle around, your pancakes are done. We do have a TV screen inside the pavilion so people can watch the pancakes being made. And oftentimes, the smaller children, you know, they get all wide-eyed and everything. So we'll bring them over to the machine and let them flip one, maybe flip the one that they're going to eat, you know, and that kind of thing.
That big, beautiful tent. At one time, you had to get it from someone else, but I talked to Jim Dooley, and he says the tent now belongs to the Lions Club.
Yes, and it's Lions Club colors of yellow and blue, so that's nice. And we usually get one of the student groups from SIU to help us put it up and take it down and also serve as security on the weekend. And then we give a donation to that student organization. So yeah. They're getting some good credit for volunteer work, and then they're also getting a donation to help continue the work that they do.
Sure.
The Lions are big supporters of eyeglasses, especially for kids.
We do a lot of help in the community with people who need assistance with eyeglasses, either examinations or getting the glasses. And we also partner with the Carterville Lions Club and do vision screening on children ages 6 months to 6 years.
All that money goes back into the community. Any specific, does it go to certain things every year, or does it change?
Yes. Okay. How about that? We have some, there are some Lions Club International funding things that a local Lions Club has to contribute to, just part of being the international scope of that. And then we have some things we contribute to every year. For instance, the Newman Center Thanksgiving dinner, we contribute money to help with that. Good Sam is usually always on there. The Women's Center usually always on there. And then depending on how much money we bring in, we do have a service committee that meets. And there are some of the organizations that we do on a rotating basis.
Okay.
Yeah. Carbondale Lions Club, we make most of our money on our two pancake weekends, one in the fall and one in the spring. This fall, they will be Saturday, September 28th, and Sunday, September 29th, and it's at the Town Square Pavilion. Saturday, we'll serve from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., and Sunday, we start at 8 and go till 1 p.m.
That was Anita Hutton, president of the Carbondale Lions Club, talking about the upcoming Pancake Days, September the 28th and the 29th, at Carbondale's Town Square Pavilion. For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.